Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you, and again we send greetings to our friends everywhere. Time magazine notes, the Soviet Union is among the nations that suffered severe crop failure, whereas the United States had bumper crops. Marshall Goldman, the associate director of Harvard's Russian Research Center, says, the Soviet Union finds itself with a disaster of unprecedented magnitude on its hands. In several Soviet villages, the size of the loaves of bread is reportedly shrinking. Since the government bakes the bread, Soviet newspapers are proclaiming that smaller loaves are more efficient because fewer bread scraps wind up in the garbage can. Less grain also means less food for livestock, meaning less meat consumption already in a country which has one of the lowest levels in the industrialized world, which last year was about 128 pounds per person. What's the reason for this dilemma? The harvest of grain in Russia was 24% lower. Blame has been placed on drought in the Ukraine and also on agriculture mismanagement. Was there any significance to the fact that we recognize God as the creator and sustainer of life, while communism gives no such recognition? What lessons can the underdeveloped nations learn from the fact that the Soviets must come to us for grain when their fields should be producing plenty? Soviet leaders are expected to import a record 40 million tons of grain, most of it coming from the United States. Again, we ask, what lessons might we learn from these latest developments? Does it pay to serve the Lord? And is it possible we may suffer similar consequences if we do not repent and turn back to God as a people and as a nation? In Deuteronomy, this is what God told the nation of Israel. Listen, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish, as the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. When the Soviet Union, there's a joke making the rounds that the first member of the Politburo to die will be blamed for the mess in agriculture. But the loss suffered in needed grain to feed the Soviet people is not a laughing matter. We've just read where the Lord told Israel, if they honored him and kept his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, then they would prosper. But if they failed to be obedient to the word of the Lord, they would suffer loss. Especially were they warned lest in the midst of their prosperity they became forgetful and failed to recognize from whence their blessings came, and failed to praise and thank God for their blessings. They were told, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. You read on in the book of Deuteronomy, there are blessings innumerable pronounced if certain conditions are met. Those conditions include thanking God for these blessings and hearkening diligently to his commandments. For example, in Deuteronomy 28 we read, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Ah, did you hear it? America has been blessed, set above the nations of earth, not because we have more resources, but because this nation was founded by God-fearing men and women who came to our shores seeking the right to worship God according to the dictates of the human conscience. The Bible was once the textbook in the public schools, but now it is no longer recognized as the Word of God, even banned from the classroom. In its place, in some school libraries, you'll find books bordering on filth and pornography. And to try to remove these books finds cries of censorship and demagoguery. Notice God says, "If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do all his commandments, all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. And if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field." Ah, hear me, if we want God's blessing upon our fields, our families, our friends, we must obey the Lord. We read on, "Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep." We could go on and on witnessing the pronouncement of blessing upon those who keep the commandments of God, who keep his word. Why isn't Russia prospering in their agriculture pursuits? They have what they call a 5-year plan that the government has initiated, which seeks for a goal of 236 million tons of grain. Instead, they have a calamitous 170 million tons, or 28% less than their goal. What's the reason? Well, you hear the experts say it's because communism lacks the initiative that capitalism gives, and this is to some extent true. Japan's deputy foreign minister, Kayoka Kikuchi, says, "My theory is that communism and agriculture will never go together. Farmers have felt since time immemorial that they own the land." He notes the communist penchant for collectivizing agriculture will always produce failure. That may be true. But it is also true that wherever you have a people living without a knowledge of God, you're bound to have poverty and disease and a curse upon the land. Whereas where there's the worship of God and obedience to his moral principles, there can and must be blessing. Now notice, while there's the pronouncement of blessing on nations that honor God and keep his commandments, there's the pronouncement of curses upon those who do not honor God. Why? Could it be because we're fast forgetting God? We removed God from our classroom. Yet the Bible says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Could it be we've dishonored God by failing to keep his commandment as it relates to the most precious commodity, that of life itself, by the performance of 1 million-plus abortions each year? Could it be that instead of treating marriage with respect, we've brought upon ourselves the danger of our own destruction by allowing sex deviation, perversion to dominate our thinking on television, in the movies, by allowing obscenity and perversions, by accepting homosexuality, which God said would bring about his wrath? The Bible says in 2 Peter 2:6 that Sodom and Gomorrah, turned into ashes from fire and brimstone that fell upon those wicked cities, are examples unto those that should after live ungodly. Witnessing those with a perverted lifestyle marching by the thousands in New York City and in San Francisco, we can stand upon the Word of God and say destruction is our fate, unless we repent and get back to keeping the commandments of Almighty God. As stated before, while there are blessings for obeying God and keeping his word, we read, "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, then all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke, and all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me." Now notice how sickness and disease may come as a result of forgetting God. We read, "The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, with an extreme burning. They shall pursue thee until thou perish." What about the harvest of grain? What about our crops? We read, "The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed." I believe we can continue to have prosperity in our nation and all the countries of the world if we'll only recognize God's plan for man, which includes salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, so that we need not fail. We can have a blessed and prosperous new year if we will heed this message and obey God. Otherwise, as Malachi says, if ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart to give glory to my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessings. How do we prove we love God? We show it by loving one another. We show it by reading the Bible. We show it by listening and watching to Christian programs. Another way we show our love for God is by giving to His work. Ministries would never want if people really loved the Lord. Well, should we not empty our coffers, get rid of our bank accounts if necessary, before the work of God suffers? Then God promises to bless us all the more. Listen to this. In Malachi 3 we read, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now therewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Now notice, when you give to God, you prove your love for Him. As a young man showers gifts upon the girl that he loves, so likewise we prove our love to God by our giving. And when we give, we read where the Lord says, "I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." Ah, there's a principle here. A principle we need to heed, a principle we need to follow. Could be a prosperous and blessed year if we would heed the word of Almighty God and keep His commandments that He has given to us. Otherwise, we may face disaster and reap destruction. Let's vow together, as for me and my house, we will obey God. We will serve the Lord. If you've never done so, why not bow your head and pray this prayer? Lord Jesus, come into my heart and life. Forgive me of all my sin. Forgive me for my lack of obedience. Help me to live for you each day, I pray. Well, today's subject, America Back to God. Or we might entitle it, How to Have a Blessed New Year. Be therefore ready also, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the internet. May God richly bless you, is our prayer.